We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Lights out, faithful. You already know it's your boy E, and I needed to make you aware of Low Tide City, which is happening May 11th through the 12th in beautiful Round Rock, Texas. That's right, in the Kalahari Resort. Listen, head over to start.gg/LowTideCity2024 because you can use the code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, or hit that QR code that you see right there on your screen as well. Again, enter that code LIGHTSOUT20 to get $20 off of your registration, and we'll see you there, man. Whole Lights Out squad, get ready. All right, guys, we know we kept you waiting, okay? The big episode 50. Five of them things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. While you're catching up to the count, make sure you understand that this episode is presented by our friends at Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app and use code LIGHTSOUT for your deposit match of up to $100. And we'll get more into that later. But, of course, I'm joined by my two amazing co-hosts, friends, and compatriots, Cosmos and Light. We'll start with Light, because we haven't seen Light in a little while and indoors. So, Light, catch us up. What's going on, playa? 50 episodes.
I was peer pressured in this. I'm sick. I want to die. Everything's getting worse. Episode 50 was supposed to be special. Get me out.
Hey, man, it feels pretty special because guess what? We're together.
Oh, my God. Kill me. But, yeah, I'm currently in a hotel room right now. I'm not going to say why, but I'm sick. So, I'm not going to say why. Yeah. Feel like shit. So, what's up with you guys?
I'm doing my thing. That's it. I'm finally in America. I'm here finally. So I've been in Japan, been in Mexico, and I'm finally back. Been entering tournaments. You know, on the contrary from life, my life's actually going pretty great. So at least something's going for one of us.
All right.
This has been episode 50, guys. You guys have a good one.
Listen, we had a good run, okay? But look, if you guys want to keep running with us, because we're going to try and pump out another 50 eventually, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. It helps us out a lot. So, Light, I know you're a bit under the weather, but still appreciate you showing up. I would love to know, since we didn't really get to talk about it with you, we just made a disparaging video to fill the week. Sponsorship.
You guys.
Yeah, we're horrible friends. But aside from that, we were wondering, just to touch back on it real quick, how did you feel about your performance at Collision, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit?
Oh. All right, first of all, we're going to get some things out the way. I did not. Oh. Those tweets were not from me being homeless.
Oh. Damn it, why did you tell him?
You said what?
Damn it, why'd you tell him?
Shut the fuck up. You also spreading false information. I have not been homeless for like 6 months. It's been less than 3 months, and my car is comfortable. Also, how I felt about my Collision performance. I mean, my Collision performance is good. It's just that, like, I just started playing the game, like, again, like, full-time in January. And I mean, I've been progressing pretty fast, which no surprise. I really didn't think many people were that good at the game. So like, no surprise that I'm progressing like as fast as I am. And, but like, obviously I needed to like get to top eight again and prove myself. So once I got there, I'm like, yeah, it's cool that I'm getting here again. And I'm happy about that. And then I noticed, I think it was at Genesis, I got a little content with it. I don't think I would have won those matches either way. The people who beat me were playing really good. Like at Genesis? They're just playing, yeah, they were playing way better than me. But like, I still feel like I was a little content at the time. Like just for getting top eight, I was satisfied and I didn't like that feeling. Because I noticed that's like how I was when I was younger. Like getting top eight was the goal, then you're good. So when I felt that way and I was just thinking about it more, I'm like, yeah, well, sure, it's only been five events, but 4 out of 5 events top eighting and winning one of them is pretty fucking good. I already want to move to the next step as if like I never stopped playing and I just want to start winning shit. Like I'm obviously happy getting top eight and being consistent, but I want to win things overall, you know? So that was a little frustrating. Losing to Shattuck wasn't really surprising to me when I lost. Like, I've said this before. I've said this to Cosmos before, where it's like, I have this bad feeling where when I keep beating people, I feel like the average player, when you keep beating someone, you're like, oh, I can't wait to play them again. Like, I'm going to beat them again. When I keep beating somebody, since you're watching something.
What?
Episode 50, ladies and gentlemen.
No. I'm trying to listen. I'm actually glad that you brought that up because I'm actually paying close attention to what you're saying. But I want to play you something real quick. Just lay out for a second. I want you to listen to this, okay?
I've always respected Shattuck. So respecting him and knowing, I've always thought the same thing. It's like, oh, if I make it to him. Yeah, he plays Korn.
If I make it to him, his run's over. Direct quote from Light on episode 49.
You finished my nation before you brought that shit up, you dickhead.
He instantly said Shattuck and just started looking for the clip. Yeah, bro, like,
finish my explanation. You're such a fucking bitch.
Go off, King.
You gotta be finished. You know what? I think I'm done with this.
No, go.
Anyways, am I allowed to keep going?
Yes.
All right. So normally I feel like that would be the case, but I have this bad habit and I have talked to Cosmos about this where the average player, when they keep beating someone, they're like, oh, I'm down to play that person again in bracket. That's just how they are. I kind of have this thing where like, I feel like the more I beat someone, the more I'm overdue for a loss. And I don't really understand why I'm like that, but I was kind of feeling overdue and I was telling Shattuck, like I literally, if you talk to Shattuck, I was like, bro, I do not want to fight you this event. And he was like, why? You keep beating me. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to fight you. either way, he played very well. I said it in other episodes, which I know you're not going to pull this up because you're a piece of shit. You're only going to pull up what you feel is necessary. I literally said, I think I can beat him because I respect him. But I still said he's a really good player, and I still think I wouldn't be surprised if he did beat me.
I swear to God, that was also the same episode.
It is the same. Yeah, I bet you it is the same episode, bro. But fucking Phil wants to spread false information. I already got enough people on my dick lately. I don't need any more.
Look.
So, what?
I just thought it would be fun to do a callback while you were doing your explanation. It wasn't a shot. I just thought it was, you know, timely.
You literally just threw a shot at me. Shut up. You're in Baltimore. All you do is throw I mean, what?
He's not wrong.
Anyways, either way, Shattuck played very well. I'm kind of happy I got the loss out the way. I feel like I'll be a lot less nervous. I feel like that entire event, to be honest with you, if you look at the fucking sets I played, versus Kolo, versus Mars, Chunky Kong, there are actually multiple crucial moments that like you can find in every one of those sets. Like Chunky Kong was game 5, I think. Kolo was game 2, Mars just see like game 3. Like I literally like look back and like look for all these moments. I feel like this entire weekend I was giving my opponents way too much, like I gave them way too much benefit. Like I just overestimated my opponents that entire weekend. I was like, what if, like, they would have me on ledge, right? Or they would hit me once. And I was like, what if they cover every option, which is obviously not fucking possible. But, like, I was, like, scared of that. And I was, like, throwing out preemptive air dodges and stuff, which, honestly, I'm pretty impressed with myself that I got top 8 playing like that. But I don't know. It's just something I commonly noticed. And I noticed it versus Shattuck as well. I feel like the only person I didn't really play like that versus was Zomba, but it's probably because I've been playing with Zomba so much. But I mean, yeah, I noticed a lot of hesitation in my play. I was scared to fight certain opponents like Shattuck. And I feel like it's just in my head a lot this weekend. So, like, I don't think I played bad. I think I played, like, phenomenal still. But there's just things to work on is what I'm trying to say. And, I mean, I'm happy for Shattuck. I've been a Shattuck advocate for so long now. Obviously, I'm not happy I lost to him. No one's fucking happy when they lose.
Yep.
But I'm happy I got the loss out the way because I feel like I'll be less nervous going into the future. I genuinely feel that way when I beat somebody so much. I'm like, I'm going to lose eventually. I don't know why I'm like that, but I'm just fucking like that, man.
No, I mean, that makes sense. Personally, on the other side of the spectrum, Cosmos, I actually felt like you got a raw deal at Collision. You lost to Leo and Spargo. But I was just, I mean, you didn't lose to anybody bad at all. You just had a draw on that one. But
That's what everybody's been telling me. And it's like, yeah, it kind of does work like that. But at the end of the day, I felt like I was playing very, very well that tournament. And it kind of sucks that I ran into those people that early. Even then, it's like, I got to get my seat up and I got to, like, at some point beat other players to get my seat up. But also, I don't like being in a scenario where I can say, yeah, I was playing very well, but I lost to Spargo, Leo, close games, though. And it's like, if I want to be a very good player and be like the player that I want to be, I'm going to have to be able to be in a position where I can even run into them that early and losers. Like, what if we get upset early? Even if my seat is higher, we both get upset early and I run into Leo and losers, I still want to be able to beat him. So I don't really care about, like, I lost to them. Like, they could be the best players in America, in North America, and, like, I lose to them, but I still want to beat them. So it sucks. I still got some pretty good wins because I beat Goblin, I beat Chase, I beat the player that SkyJ lost to, I think it was Alo, he's a Zelda player. Yeah. I, like, destroyed him. And then I just ran into Leon and got my run cut early. But it kind of sucks, but I don't feel too bad about it. I feel pretty bad about it, but I don't feel too bad about it specifically because I'm going to another tournament next weekend in Michigan that Leo's also going to be at. So I feel like I'm going to be able to run back into him and try to get my redemption there and at least have a better set. So
like that.
Overall, I feel like Collision was pretty good for me because I overcame a lot of obstacles because I feel like another problem I was having in tournament two was I would always do pretty well day one. And then whenever day two came around, it would be hard for me to lock in instantly because it's easier for me to ramp up into sets and then play like against top players. But usually how it works is day two, you are playing in top 64 or top 32 immediately. So you're usually playing a very good player in top 32. So usually like for like the last two or three tournaments, I feel like I lost my first set of day two. And this time I actually won my first set in the second day, or I guess the third day, but it was technically day two for me. So I am pretty happy about that. But I still have a lot of work to do. So I'm still keeping my grind up.
Hold on, man. Talk your shit. Didn't you just win a tournament, like a region or something, last weekend?
I mean, I did. I think I went to it was in West Virginia. I went to a mini regional, big monthly kind of tournament. It had Leon there, had Peanut there, some other pretty good players too. And I won without dropping a set. I'm pretty convincingly. I had a game five against Leon, who I played in. Yeah, Leon the Bowser, who I played in Winners Finals. And I kind of just cleaned him game five. It was still last stock, but like it was last stock like JV2 or something. And I was playing very well. I definitely could have played a lot better, but I do feel like going to those tournaments and playing players like that is giving me more confidence to know that, oh, well, I'm not playing as well as I used to, and I'm still beating them. So if I keep practicing and get to where I need to be, I'm going to be able to be a top 10, top 5 player like I believe I am. So
there you go. I like that.
I'm
like
ramping that up, still ramping up, and I'm going to a lot more tournaments more often. I'm going to the tournament next weekend in Michigan, then I'm going to another tournament the week after that in North Carolina that has like a $6,000 pot. So I'm just keeping it rolling so I'm not getting colder.
Nice. Collision had a lot of really good sets. I think like one of my favorite sets was Light versus Cola. That was really freaky. Yeah. I mean, you definitely had that set won a couple times, but it's okay. But either way, you put on a great show and we appreciate that. So you might have been involved in some of the, you were involved in some of the best sets at Collision, my guy. So definitely represent Lights Out Proud. And one of the best moments at Collision to close it out, which I thought was hilarious. You farming Chase and then you guys dancing on him before then. That shit was hilarious.
That shit was really funny, bro.
Yeah. That was funny when you started dancing with us.
Yeah, I saw that. That was so hilarious when you did it on your stream.
Yes, I was very hyped. I get really amped when I'm watching you guys. So that was dope. Void turned it into an emote on his Twitch channel, by the way.
It's a good emote.
Pretty good emote. Not bad. So overall, not a bad showing at Collision for you gentlemen, which I just wanted to kind of recap a little bit. But I want to look ahead as well. Because Cosmos, I know you're not going to Battle of BC. But Light, are you going? You're listed on there. I don't know what's going on.
No, bro. I'm sick.
Okay, so Light's not attending Battle of BC, so we can confirm that right now. As I suspected, he's on the bracket. I have a list of people.
He's not in the bracket anymore.
Okay, so that was corrected. So let's take a look at who is in the bracket here. Some notable names attending: Aaron, Base Mage, Jackal, Onan, Tilde.
Jackal's also not going.
Okay, let's look at some people who actually might get on the flight. From Japan, we got Dorigimi, Hurt, Ronald, Ryu, Yoshidora, Turaguru, the banjo player, Sonics, Gluto, and Raflo, MK Leon Spargo from Mexico as well. So we got some pretty good names going to that tournament. Any predictions, Joe?
We really need to send you to Japan. I need you to commentate a Japanese tournament.
Bean, they love me over there.
I bet they would love you even more after you go there.
Konich, ma. Konich.
Konich. What's it called? Spargo wins, for sure.
For sure? Hold on. Did you not hear me mention Leo was attending, too?
Spargo wins, brother.
I mean, it's...
Spargo wins. I love Spargo. Who loves Spargo here? All three of us. But we can't pretend we didn't all see the same thing last weekend. Sent to losers by SkyJ. Somebody who's been having a freaking crisis on Twitter with his tweets.
Did you watch the grand finals of that tournament?
He stepped it up. He did what he needed. He did what he should have done in winners. What I expect out of Spargo.
He absolutely fucked him, bro. Like, it was bad.
It was bad, yeah.
Like, good shit to SkyJ for making that far, obviously, but oh my god, it was so crazy how bad he lost.
Yeah, SkyJ kind of got worked. And he won the first game, too. That's the funny thing. He won the first
game. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, though. He won game one and then immediately got three-stocked game two.
Yeah, I will say about SkyJ, it's not surprising. I mean, you can't really shake someone like his confidence, you know? He realizes that he plays a character that can get fucked at any moment, so, like, I don't think he gets, like, really surprised when it happens, you know? So, like, he's like, whatever, I'm going to, like, do it to you eventually. I'm going to beat your ass eventually. But unfortunately, that time never came for him. Spargo was just playing so well, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I feel like Spargo, you know, everybody has, like, these small trials that we set for ourselves. And this was the new season. So, Collision was the first major that Spargo won. So, now that that barrier is broken, I just think he's going to start his tangent.
That's fair. I do think Spargo has the highest chance to win there, but I don't think it's highest as in much higher than some of the other players that are there, because Dormigi is the midman. I don't think he's gonna win.
Well, I'm not saying he's gonna win, but I'm saying I don't even have to look at the bracket. I know how these riggings go. That nigga's fighting Leia.
I don't think he is, actually. Leia really? Has to fight her. Oh, no. Yeah, he's not. He has to fight Torigiri, which is the banjo player.
I heard he's raw.
He is. He's actually very fucking good.
Ooh, the banjo?
Yeah.
That guy's been... When was the last time he top eight in Japan? I watched the tournament last week. His ass got, like, third. Hello?
This man, you just hurt his feelings, bro. He's gone now.
Hey, what the... I'm sorry. Look, he's going to do great. Okay, day one, undefeated. Come on back, Cosmos.
Episode 50. No, I haven't.
Cosmos?
What happened?
Hold on, man.
Same thing just happened. You just...
I mean, did you plug it in all the way?
Tony Geary is just my favorite player, so whenever you talk to him about that, get upset.
Makes sense. I apologize, and I hope everybody can accept my apology on the matter. I'll be honest with you. I predict Spargo does win. Spargo, I think you're going to win. Better win. I think MK Leo gets top five. I don't know if he's ready to win.
Just
MK Leo gets top five. And, ready for this? Shocker. Amongst shockers, my dark horse pick make a strong top eight run. Ready for this? Onan. Eve is back, baby.
He has to fight Sonics. What about Sonics? He's going.
Oh, wait. Sonics is going?
Yeah, Sonics is first seed. Oh, yeah, you're right. He's the first seed.
Huh. Oh,
That's what I was saying. If you look at the bracket, if you look at the bracket, Sonics has to play Onan to get into top eight. Spargo has to play Riddles, and he's seeded in top eight to play Gluto in winter semis. Y'all need to look at the bracket.
Hold up. You know what? Maybe I should look at this bracket.
Well, to be fair, I did name all those names.
I'll leave it in the chat.
Hold on. I want to say something. Yeah, leave it in the chat. I need Riddles to have a good performance at this tournament. Riddles, what the hell happened last weekend? You lost the Black Twins and Winners? I'm like, all right. He'll just redeem himself in Grands. Did he make it to Grands?
I don't want to hear it.
Riddles, please, figure it out. I need my boy Riddles top eighting again. Okay?
I'm looking at top eight qualifiers. Let me tell you how this is going to go if all is projected.
Go.
Sonics Onan, right? Sonics beats Onan.
Free,
definitely.
MK Leo hurt.
Honestly,
crazy.
Was MK Leo who was like almost lost to MBD, right?
He almost lost to MBD. He's lost to Apollo Kage, but I think he beat Apollo Kage the last time that they played.
The last two times they played.
Okay. So that one could go either way. I'm not going to make a prediction on that one.
I will go.
Spargo Riddles. I want to say that Riddles always has a chance, but like, I just don't know where his head's at. That's the hard part with Riddles, you know?
Looks like he really cares about the game right now.
Because
he's always tweeting, like, do you think your character has a lot of improvement in the game? I think mine does because there's some things I can work on, but it's Kazuya. But I'm going to do my best. Happy face. That's it, my goal.
I'm going to give Spargo Riddles to Riddles. I think Spargo might still win the tournament, but I think he's going to lose that.
You think Riddles takes out Spargo?
I think he puts him in the losers. I don't say he takes him out.
Insanity. And I love Riddles, but you're crazy.
I think
he got something to prove, bro. You gotta respect the underdogs, man. You guys have no fucking confidence in the boy. Cosmos, you're an underdog. You gotta know what it feels like to want it more than the person who's always winning, bro. Like, he needs this, you know? He needs to prove himself.
Somebody said, am I forgetting the port set? My man, I'm not counting 5 or 4 month old sets. What have you done for me lately? Hey, if Riddles does it...
4 months old is not... 4 months old is not that long
ago. It's long enough, okay?
Wait, who won at port?
Riddles beat him.
Oh, okay, yeah, see? He could do it. And Riddles was worse back then.
All right, we'll see what happens. I'm betting on Spargo, but you know what, Riddles? I want you to have a bounce back, so if this is your bounce back, go for it.
And then Gluttony beats Yoshidora, right? Actually, that's hard. Gluttony gets cheese harder than anybody else in this entire game, I swear to you. Like, if he doesn't know the matchup, he gets cheese, and I don't know if he knows how to fight Yoshi.
Yeah, I actually don't know if France has any Yoshi players.
That's why I'm like, do you agree with me that like Gluttony is like the most like, if he doesn't have the experience, he gets cheese?
I think one of, but also that usually happens for characters that haven't been in the game. It's usually DLC characters. And Yoshi's been like character since Brawl, and he's kind of similar to how he was in Smash 4. So I feel he's definitely somewhat similar. He's not drastically different in this game. He does have some different moves and stuff, but he's definitely somewhat similar. And
how much Yoshi experience you got, bro?
Huh?
How much Yoshi experience you got?
I mean, there was a local Yoshi player in my region in Texas in Smash 4, so I play Yoshi like every other weekend.
I don't know. Based off your corn opinions, I don't know if I can trust your opinions.
I mean, he definitely sometimes did not play the game because I played corn, so that's fair.
So, anyway,
but he's still somewhat similar. I will stand by that.
Yeah, I don't know. This time it's actually a lot more stacked than I thought it was. I'll give Glutsune Yoshidora to Glutsune, and then I think Spargo will make a run because Spargo goes angry mode.
I think Spargo Spargo gets to one of the semis, and then I feel like him versus Gluto will be a toss-up because Spargo definitely respects Gluto a lot. He thinks he's the player with the like best fundamentals in the entire game. And whenever Spargo respects someone like Leo, it usually is a set that can go back and forth, as we've seen with them. So I do think that's a set that can go back and forth. And honestly, I just feel like, for some reason, I just feel like Sonic clears everything right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at this too, and I'm like, I'm looking at this bracket. I'm like, Spargo could lose this. Spargo could lose this. Sonic has a really good bracket for him. I don't see him losing Arden or Hurt.
Like, the only person I think Sonic would lose to is Spargo if he makes it to him.
Yeah. I mean, he could lose to Glutsune because Glutsune does play patient and then he gets multiple wafts. But, like, I think the people stopping Sonic's event is Spargo, Glutsune and himself, because he gets in his head a lot.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, like he very Sonic has this problem where like he doesn't really realize that, like, you know, he's not always playing his best. No one's always playing his best, but if Sonic isn't playing his best, he gets a little frustrated. But he doesn't really realize yet that he's like so much better than most people. He doesn't really need to play his best, you know? Yeah.
And his character.
I don't know. He gets a little bit in his head about that. So unless he like gets in his head, I think the only people taking him is Glutsune or Spargo.
And there's still always a chance for Leo to beat him, honestly.
There is, but I'd give this tournament to Sonics if I had to, looking at the bracket though.
Well, you're retracting your Spargo pick and you're inserting Sonics instead. Is that fair?
I'm only giving it to Sonics just because I don't even know. I don't know. I think this tournament would solidify a lot for me in terms of Spargo, like where he's at. But like, I feel like these are sets that Spargo could lose, where like I just can't imagine Sonics losing. That's why I think Sonics is going to take.
Okay, I like that. Well, I'm going to stick with my pick of Spargo. I think Spargo's going to try a little wave of momentum. I don't get swept up in all the coin box issues. People say, oh, Sonics didn't make top 8 in 2 coin boxes. Spargo didn't win a coin box with, you know, no Sonics in top 8. I don't care about all that coin box shit, bro. I care about what you do for me offline. And offline, these two are menaces. Beasts, if you will.
Yeah, the top 4 in the world, easily. They're both really good players. I mean, I want to see, I hope Sonic starts going to a bit more, which I know that sounds a little weird because he was at a Genesis and LMBM, but there was a lot going on in a small time period. So like, I've gone to 5 events already. I think Spargo has gone to a good amount of events already. So he's only been to 2 events that I'm pretty sure were ranked so far in terms of like majors. So I would like to see Sonic go do a little bit more. And I mean, his placement so far good. It's just 2nd and 2nd. So he's definitely itching for his win already, you know?
100%. I couldn't agree with you. You know what? That actually brings up something. So when you win a big tournament, right, do you have complacency that prevents you from winning again? Talking to you, Zomba. What's going on? Terrible placements lately, my boy. For your caliber of player, and you know he only talks to his favorites like this. You know, I mean it.
I think he does have complacency, but at the same time, it's like understandable. Like, because he won Genesis and he was complacent because he had to go to school. He had to do a bunch of schoolwork after, you know? So like he had to focus on college, and like he straight up told me, like, when we were at Levitation, he was like, I haven't played the game since I won Genesis, but like I've been theory crafting every day. So like he still thinks a lot about the game. some people have the ability to play the game for like once a week and they're good, and then just theorycraft the rest. Some people have the ability to just theorycraft and not play at all. I'm one of the players who, if I don't play the game like every 2 or 3 days, I suck at the game. But yeah, he says he's fine. He says he's fine if he doesn't play the game as long as he just theorycrafts. But I don't know if that's true, because at Limitational he kind of got jammed, but he was picking it back up, you know. So I don't know. I think he got a little complacent, and then he was like, "Oh wait, I can't get complacent because like it's a big win, but like I want to keep winning." And then like he quickly snapped out of it. I don't think he's been complacent since Limitational, you know. Okay. I think at Cirque he ran into a bad matchup and his controller was genuinely messed up. Like his controller was rattling and he didn't go to the guy to fix it because he's just fucking stupid. And then at Collision, I don't even know who he lost to in Winners.
No, that's what I was gonna say. Like I think it is a mix of like, I feel like he is someone that would get complacent, but he still definitely cares. But also, his character is very, very fucking good in this game. But it's also a character that is very susceptible to bad matchups or bad player archetypes. Like if you play a specific player like Light, because he lost to Light in Losers, it's going to be a player that can just beat you. That's just it. And then also in Winners, he lost to Lima, who was Bayonetta, which is like considered probably one of Rob's worst matchups, if not his worst matchup. Like him, her, or Game of Watch is like one of Rob's matchups, one of Rob's worst matchups. So I'm not surprised that he lost that. And I feel like Rob is like the pinnacle of Ultimate. Like he has everything you would want in a character in Ultimate, but he still has like the problems that a bad character would have, like being very big. Bayonetta is going to eat that up. You're just going to get hit basically anywhere on the stage. So
yeah,
that's why I do feel like a secondary would be nice for a matchup like that or Game & Watch, but I'm not really sure where his head is for that. I know he can play a lot of other characters, but I don't think he really wants to.
I mean, yeah, a lot of people want to tough it out with their main. I don't know. He definitely might pick up a secondary knowing him, but I think... I wouldn't say he was complacent overall. I think he just, you know, has actual life stuff going on, which is really funny considering the thing he said at Genesis, you know, like, I have a real life. But all of that was bullshit. He definitely practices the game a lot. He thinks about the game a lot, but he just doesn't always have time. I mean, we're all growing up. We don't always have time, you know.
So, gentlemen, I would ask you this question. Would you bet on Zomba making a comeback and getting himself a nice, juicy top 8 at his next name?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, his placements aren't bad. His placements this year are like 9th, 1st, and then like 5th, and then like 2 more 9s. Like, he's just like right outside of it. I don't see why he couldn't do it. On top of that, like for 2 of those tournaments, for 3 of those tournaments, it's like he is getting bad matchups where it's like he needs to either figure out his bad matchups or pick up a secondary. But I think if he like plays people like he's like good versus or like a -1, I think he'll be fine, you know? Because he's definitely a top 10 player right now.
I would agree. And I would take that bet too. Guys, if you like to bet, let me tell you something. Do I have a sponsor for you? Our friends over at Prize Picks are sponsoring Lights Out Episode 50. Prize Pick is the largest daily fantasy sports betting platform in North America. Did you know that? North America. Okay. You pick more than or less than on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll on in, just like the guy you guys rolled in episode 50. Football season might be over, but the action on the floor is just heating up, whether it's tournament season or fight for playoff home court, okay? It's still March Madness, baby. You got to get that fight in there. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance. I know you gamers wish you had that when you get a little sore thumb, you bunch of pussies, but don't worry about that because with Prize Picks, we got you covered. For basketball games, if a player exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you for the rest of your entry. It stays live, baby. So make sure you download the app today. Use code LIGHTSOUT for your first deposit match of up to $100. Do you hear me? Download the app. First deposit match up to $100 when you put that code LIGHTS in the bar. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Yeah.
So much. I tell you what, we are excited to have prize picks. There's something else, though, I would like to see if you guys would bet on. Okay? Will Tweak finally pick a real secondary? Did you see what happened at Collision? I know it's 2 weeks ago. I don't care. We're going to talk about it now. My boy got steved right the hell up that bracket. Lose the owner. Loses the DDD. He done lost his ass. I didn't see him on the last week's episode of Tweak Talks. Somebody told me he popped up in Hawaii, so he's obviously not going to Battle of BC. Tweak, where you running from? Where you at? What's going on?
Can we agree that Tweak doesn't need a secondary? He just sucked versus Steve?
That's incorrect. Diddy does not beat Steve.
He played Sephiroth and still lost.
Correct. That's why Sephiroth I said he needs
them at Collision.
Listen.
I don't know if he did a Collision, but he was warming up the Sephiroth for Steve's, and he's done it in the past and has lost. Like, I just don't think Tweak is good versus Steve, you know?
And
like,
he could change that if he had. Listen, I'm not on Metafy, but I got the perfect coaching strat for you. I'm surprised Chuck didn't tell you this yet, Tweak. Okay, listen up to me. Very simple. Back in the day when I was competing in Breaking Hearts, kissing babies and snatching girls, all right, back in Brawl, I had a very simple strategy. Meta Knight was a very difficult matchup. You know what I did? I didn't just say, I just got Meta Knight. No, I fought back. I picked that nigga up, and I was a Meta Knight main. I'm not telling him to pick up Steve. I'm simply just saying you got to pick up a character designated for just that one character. You got plenty of film, plenty of tape, plenty of resources. Tweak needs to pick up Cloud only for the Steve matchup and watch him never lose to another Steve again. I guarantee it. That's the secret sauce right there. Diddy covers everybody else. Thoughts?
I mean, I'll say that I'll preface this by saying I don't know what Tweak is doing now to practice. I don't know if he's been practicing against Steve. I don't know what his practice regimen is like or anything. But I will say that I did live with Tweak at some point, like a couple years back. And I do remember specifically him telling me that he really hates Steve and Minecraft. And he told me that he really dislikes Steve so much that if he ever got added into the game, he would quit Smash. So obviously, he didn't quit Smash because he's still playing the game and Steve is in Smash.
That's wild.
But that goes to say how much he probably dislikes Steve and how much he probably wouldn't want to fight against Steve. So I'll also say this, whenever I was in the VIP room, and at Collision, he was playing friendlies with Riddles, and they were just like, you know, hanging out, going random characters. And then Riddles, obviously, he's young, he's kind of a zoomer, picks Steve. He casually has a Steve. He has a decently good Steve. He can do casual Steve combos. He played Steve, did one combo against Tweak, and Tweak quit out the game and said, "Don't play this character again against me." So you know what? Maybe he really doesn't like playing against Steve. Maybe he doesn't want to practice against Steve.
That's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's so funny how we say stuff like, he's young, he probably likes Steve, but Steven's like our generation, Cosmos. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Minecraft came out when we were kids.
Like, it's like he's really popular to the younger generation, but like Minecraft came out when we were like 8 or 9.
I think I was like 11 when Minecraft came out or something. When did Minecraft come out?
I guess it's just because it got so popularized, but we were like playing Minecraft like when it was like literally the most basic form. I think that's so funny. But
Minecraft came out in 2011, so 13 years ago, basically when I was 12, 11,
I was 11, so it's like, So it's that's literally our generation, but we always say, you know, the younger generation like Steve, you know? Let's get that out of the way. Now we're actually talking about that. That's our game. That is our generation's game, which means these fuckheads don't like Steve. These fuckheads like winning. I don't want to hear this shit. He's a little kid. He likes Steve. No, you like fucking winning. I can like Steve. You can't. It's fucking stupid.
Preach.
That's fair. That's fair, actually. I stand corrected.
As far as Tweak goes, sucks to suck that you hate Steve. Join the club. I don't think he needs to pick up Cloud. I think he needs to figure it out. I mean, I think Sephiroth could do it. I think Diddy could do it. The thing is, like, I just don't think Tweak is good at the matchup. Because obviously Sephiroth's not an amazing character, but I think he has better properties to do it than Diddy Kong probably does, just because he has a big sword. But, like, I don't think it's worth picking up a character for one character. Also, you're telling him to pick up a secondary for, like, the best character in the game. No matter what secondary he picks up, unless it's Cloud, probably, it's still going to be hard. It's still the best character in the game. You know, he's just going to have to figure it out.
And to be fair, I don't think the matchup is like the matchup for Diddy Kong Steve is that bad, because I do know I do know for sure that he was definitely at some point, like back in the Summit days, he was practicing it, because I know that he had counterplay to the blocks where he would like up B into the blocks to get rid of all of them and then like basically go back to playing neutral without any blocks and like waste Steve's mass. So he definitely was theory crafting and finding out some ideas that were working. I don't know if he's ever taken a set off Akola, but a lot of those sets got really close at that point to like game five. So I know if he kept working on it, he could definitely figure it out. I do think that, yeah, Cloud would be easier, but again, you have to learn. It's kind of like what I think Spargo was doing, where he's basically only, or it seems like he's only learning Corrin to play against Sonics. I don't really think you would have to do that, because like Light explained, I feel like their sets are just going back to back player wise. It is not really character dependent at that point. I feel like at this point, it's just him as a player, and he doesn't really need to pick up a character to fix his problems. He needs to just work as a player to get over his hurdles.
Yeah, that's completely how I feel. I mean, again, number one advocate for Tweak just only playing Diddy Kong here, and Tweak has gotten only better since actually trying to do it, like taking sets convincingly off me and other people and just playing so well at all times. I think it makes sense that he wanted to play Sephiroth versus Steve, and I don't know how much better one would do over the other when it comes to Steve and Diddy versus Sephiroth. But I do think if he's going to play those two characters, that's fine. He just needs to figure it out. Like, playing another character is not going to help him.
I think it's a win more now meta. I think if you want to win now, you got to do what you need to do. I don't think Diddy's going to cover it.
But there's also like the matter of like Spargo being a thing, you know, where it's like all these Steve players are going to, especially Akola, like maybe it will help versus like Onan or something like that. But I just can't see a Tweak Cloud beating Akola, because Akola is like so mentally scarred by Spargo. I'm like, he's probably my man's spending every day thinking about how to beat Spargo. I think he's gonna see Tweak's Cloud. He's gonna try experimenting on that thing, you know.
That's why Akola hasn't been here. He's still in the lab trying to figure it out. He has no answers yet.
Said, I'll be back, and when I do, I'll be ready.
I don't know if he will be back. I mean, if he's not going, he didn't go to Genesis, didn't go to Collision, not going to Battle of BC. Akola's in Farm Japan.
I think he also has
listen. Farm Japan local / regionals and keep our rank up.
Is he gonna stay number one that way? He can't, right? Like
Umi rank? Anything?
There's no way he stays number one.
I mean,
that
I'm pretty sure that he's gonna be going to tournaments in summer, because I'm pretty sure he's like busy with school and stuff. I know they said that like he was doing homework at Watch the Throne and he didn't go to Genesis because he had like exams or something. So I feel like whenever he's like on break, he'll probably be going to tournaments in the States again.
In Japan in the summer. So like Connecticut, I mean, the US has like no events in the summer.
We have events in the summer. We have Smash Factor.
Wasn't the event that's in the US.
Who we have? Hold on. I have the
we have Crown list. And Crown.
Crown did get canceled.
I don't know what's going on with SmashCon.
See, Smash Spring has been stacked, and it's going to continue to be stacked.
Go
ahead.
I was going to say, we have Low Tide City, that's May. We have Gommel, that's May 17th. We have MomoCon, that's May 24th. We have...
Wait. Is Gommel Steve banned, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Probably not. And then
we're still going through Steve ban shit. That's insane to me.
Our number one player in the world. I saw some guy from Connecticut, some TO, like went crazy and like started a fight.
Weren't you going to that light?
Started a fight at PAX East with somebody. I don't know if that's the guy from CT GamerCon.
I'm not gonna speak on that. I know the guy, and I don't really want to. I don't want to speak on somebody I know that like I'm actually cool with.
So he wouldn't attack you.
Shut the fuck up, Phil.
You are going though.
I know. If it's still happening, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna speak on somebody like that. Hell no.
All right, that's cool.
But what's it called? Yeah, GamerCon's happening not in the summer. GamerCon's happening like next week or some shit.
Probably both will be at Tournaments next weekend.
Yeah, Zama's going to GamerCon too.
Nice.
Oh, dope. That actually sounds like it's going to be pretty stacked. I think it's happening the same weekend as that Diamond Dust tournament.
Yeah, that's the tournament I'm going to.
Yeah, a couple of people are signed up to as well. I think Shattuck signed up to it. Obviously, you.
Yeah, and that tournament's going to have Shattuck, Leo, Neo from Japan, nice. DaBuzz, me. I know Dark Wizard's going to, and probably some I know Onan's probably going because it's Midwest, so it's probably going to be decently stacked.
Where's that event at?
Michigan.
Okay.
And you're going.
I think my best can have me, Zomba, and probably Mars.
Okay, nice. What is that for? A good light Mars show. That's good shit. Well, we do have a few more things to touch on. Again, guys, the big episode 50. I know a lot of people didn't think we'd make it to 50 episodes. And honestly,
neither did we.
Yeah, neither did we. I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, I thought I was gonna have to replace these two after like 8 episodes. So I'm actually very happy that we've done this. Not even including our bonus content, by the way, boys. We put in some motherfucking work out of all of you guys. And if you're wondering things to come, we will eventually be doing guests again. We do have some new sponsors on the horizon. I'm working on closing some deals for us. And then just more IRL lights out as well that I'm working on. A lot of cool stuff. And more Patreon content eventually, because holy shit, we've really got to step it the fuck up on that. So just so everybody's aware, I know. We're working on everything. Thank you for your concern. But Cosmos.
Wait, I have something to say.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I saw a comment that I want to read. Someone asked Cosmos, he ever thought about being a commentator.
I actually saw that too. And I was actually thinking, that is the most insulting compliment you could give to a professional player. I'm not going to be a commentator. All right? I'm going to be a top player. And you're never going to ask me a question like that ever again. Let's not talk about it.
Oh, that's great. That's fucking fantastic. Anyways, go on, Phil.
An update, Cosmos will not be commentating. He will be winning again sooner rather than later. But to keep it on the topic of Cosmos, all right, man, I saw some tweets. So I know you're more open to it. Is it finally time to admit Corrin is a top-tier character and apologize to Shattuck?
What am I apologizing to Shattuck for? I've been saying he's a good player. I said it the past 5 episodes.
Say it again.
I'm not apologizing 6 times in a row. I ain't no bitch. He knows he's good. He knows I know he's good. His dad knows I know that he's good. I don't give a fuck anymore.
You got Best a lot of good, opinion. Though. You got a lot of opinion for a commentator.
Yes, Corrin. Yes, I do think Corrin is good. Though. I'm not playing her though. I don't give a fuck because Corrin is good, but I don't give a fuck if Corrin is good. She doesn't fit my playstyle in this game, and Pyramithra will always be a better character than Corrin.
But you were the best Corrin in Smash 4. You beat
Corrin in Smash 4.
Remember the glitch.
I was also the best Corrin in this game too, and I still believe that I would be the best Corrin in this game if I played Corrin, but I'm not gonna take that away from Shattuck.
That's some bullshit, but anyways, go ahead.
I will never forget the glitch where you reverse 3-0'd the buzz when you switched to Corrin. Don't you remember that too?
That's
about all I remember.
Don't you want to recapture that?
I don't need to. I beat the buzz 5 times after that with Aegis.
Okay, that's fair.
When the last time you two played?
I think it was him. That was like 2 years ago.
Jesus Christ.
That was a long time
ago. Anyways.
Okay.
What was I gonna say? I will say I think Shattuck will be finding new hurdles very soon because Shattuck is the guy him and Neo are pioneering the character and they're forming the meta and they're like really good at the game, obviously. But I think the more they're around the top level, the more people are gonna start to learn more about their character because there are still a lot of things that are not being explained about Corrin. Right. So I'm not saying he's gonna fall off, but he's gonna have some new hurdles he's going through very soon.
Yep, and I also, they're both going to be, I have a goal for Michigan because I do want to play against Leo and get my run back And I do really think Ikan can be, and that's why I really want to play him again. I know that I'm not going to be seeded to play him. I'm probably going to be like fourth or fifth seed. And I know that I'm probably, it's going to work out where I run into both Nao and Shattuck. So I want to run into both of them and expose Corrin. I do think Corrin's good, but I want to expose them and people that play against Corrin and don't know how to play against that character. Granted, yeah. I do play Pyramitha, which is one of Corrin's worst matchups. But that's what I've been saying. If Corrin does run into a really bad matchup, it's going to be very difficult for a flip character. So I really don't want to play them at that tournament.
I want you to win for two reasons. One, you're my boy. Two, technically losing to you nowadays is a bad loss. So I need these guys to get worse losses on their rankings.
I mean, if I beat them all, then it's not going to be a bad loss anymore because I'm going to be ranked higher.
No, I think it's going to be a good win for you and a bad loss for them, but it also ultimately forms you being a higher rank. You know what I mean?
I don't know how to let me rank works. I just want to win. That's all I care about.
The less events you go to, the better.
Look at Sonics.
He's 2-2. He's number 2 in the world.
He's camping, man. You know, listen, Sonics knows how to hold on to something. No Diddy. But, you know, other than that, I think
that's wild. I heard you. Anyways.
That's
so is a cola.
No Diddy, man.
No Diddy.
You guys want to talk about that?
Yeah, nah, I'm all set.
So, yeah.
That's fucking wild. You're a piece of shit. You know that?
I am a man who pays attention to both the Smash world and the outside world and the forces that may be, and gotta keep a watchful eye on everything. I'm watching out for a big tournament that's coming up too. Kagaribi, let's talk about it a little bit, because I was able to convince Tweak to come to Level Up because I told him that like you and other people weren't going to Kagaribi anymore.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know.
Wait, you're not going anymore, Light?
I'm going to Level Up. What? I didn't know those were the same week.
No, Kagaribi is the week after.
Oh.
Yeah, but I just assumed you wouldn't make that kind of travel. That's.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's in April?
I just don't know because you said, well, Kagaribi is like the first week in May. It's like May 6th, 7th or something like that. I just didn't know because you said that you were going to not go to Japan to go for Golden Week, but I don't know if you really confirmed for Golden Week or anything yet.
All I know is I've been to 3 events in March. I'm about to go to 3 events in April, and I need a fucking house, bro.
Yeah, that's why I said you weren't going overseas to Japan because you have, have issues.
Yeah, you got to figure out your situation.
So, you won't be at Kagaribi, sure. but Spargo did sign up for Kagaribi, okay? So my question for you is, Spargo go to Kagaribi? We're giving a little early preview here, chat. I know they just raised the cap on Kagaribi again. So
Cola can't avoid Spargo forever.
Yeah, he's headhunting, okay? And I actually gave Spargo a directive too, okay? He's supposed to go down there and find Korakiri or whatever. Backhand him one time for me for that McDonald's shit. Fargo's got two missions. Revenge and domination.
Kirihara? Is that who you're talking about?
No, Komo Kiri.
Is that who that's him?
That's him.
It wasn't him. He's assuming. He's racist.
I'm not racist. It was him. He plays Sonic and he's a line cutter.
He's basically telling Spargo to go to Japan and just slap any Japanese player because EE thinks that it was anyone from Japan that cut him in line. And
because EE's racist.
Oh, I'm not. I was born in Japan.
That doesn't make you not racist.
Does.
Say all the Japanese players' names that's going to Battle BC again.
Where's the list at? Anybody have the list? Where's the list? I don't have to say their names. Okay, here we go. Japan. Doragimi, Go Kuro, Hurt, Ron, Ryo, Taka Kotoriko,
end the episode.
Kuragiri, Yoshidora. Boom. I mean, maybe I don't have the perfect pronunciation, but I can respect the gameplay because they're beasts. They're monsters. They're amazing at this game. I love Japan. Can't wait till I can go there sometime. But I won't go without my two boys.
Which one of those players is your favorite?
Out of who I just listed, Hurt.
Yeah. Hurt, okay.
Yeah, Snake, right. Baby. I love Snake. No Diddy.
Wait, is this Hurt's second time going to the to NA?
I think so. Second or third. He went first to Port already, right?
Yeah, Port was first. And what was after that?
Yeah, who beat him there?
Good job, buddy.
Sir. Right
in losers. You know who I do want to see come out? And I think if we get to the point where these sponsors are actually paying us some decent money. I want us to invest in the Lights Out Scholarship. I want us to bring out a Japanese player to compete in it. I want it to be Snow.
Didn't you sponsor, what's his name? Zamba? I don't remember. On the Cirque episode?
I already said that. I was like, what the hell are you going to give him? Probably nothing, right. But okay.
Well, we'll figure it out. Listen, we got some deals working out, all right?
That'll be cool, though, if Snow was playing under Lights Out.
I'm legitimately working on making that happen, okay? Close some of these deals. Right? Tugged around. No dick. But I'm working my ass off. Make these things happen for us. Guys, if you're a supporter of Everything Lights Out, well, we certainly continue to rock with us, not just through episode 50, but 50 more episodes after this. You know what I mean? We got to do it, baby. Eventually, Cosmos is going to be top 8 again consistently. Light's going to have himself a house. And I'll probably just be the same, but you know what? That's not a bad thing.
If you want to support Light getting the house, please support the Patreon.
Wait, what did you say, Light? I'll be what?
Just cash at me, bro. Paris Daddy Sauce.
That really is cash at
Paris? You don't know what was going on Narrow Street when we were doing all that, bro. That shit was horrible.
If you don't believe me, type in Paris Daddy Sauce on Cash App. I'm like a Twitter girl.
All right. Oh, you know what? That's actually funny. There was some breaking news on Twitch that I thought would be fun to talk about real quick.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. So if you guys don't know, Twitch has initiated their new guidelines that go into effect this Friday, okay? You may no longer have your camera focused for a prolonged period of time on any provocative areas, meaning your breasts, your vag, your ass. For some people, they're probably feet, but they probably won't count that. So a lot of these metas in the hot tub category and, you know what I'm saying, and the just chatting category just got absolutely ramrodded. Now, granted, to some of these ladies' credit, I'm sure they're already working on some workarounds because notice what that language says. Prolonged, okay? So you probably have like a rotating carousel of between like your ass and your feet. I don't know.
Or they all just need to kick.
It could move to kick. That is another good option. That's very true. But I think this is another meta shift. I'll be honest. I've seen some really things unprompted that I don't want to see. Strawberry Tabby, no offense to you. I don't need to see ass hairs in my. What's going on with that?
Bro, buy yourself that a razor
with all that money, baby. All right.
That's just keeping it real. Shit about I saw some clips on Twitter about like the titty and ass streamers, but like they put like the game on their bra or something.
And
Shit is fucking crazy. I don't even know what to say about that. That's just insanity that people have the mental fortitude to legitimately put that in their streamer dashboard, their OBS, and think that's okay. That's insanity.
I'm fucking watching Arc Arena at a time on a girl's titties listening to fucking listening to Dongo's Cavern, nigga. Like,
that's insane, bro. It's God, don't kill it.
It's definitely, you know, I gotta give credit where credit is due. Morg Pie and your Asian X bunnies and stuff. You came up with a creative meta, but Twitch seemingly is shutting it down. Or this is just one of those ploys to make it seem like they're actually doing stuff to please potential sponsors. But at the end of the day, we all know loopholes will be found. We know that's how this game works. We know that's how it's played. As I have survived this long, okay? So get the trust me. That's no Lights Out hot tub stream.
Go get the new Lights Out merch. The MTGA hat, make Twitter great again.
Okay, bro, I would definitely rock that. There's an embroidery place like up the street from me.
Make Twitter great again, bro.
They're great again. It's been a great episode. It's been a great 50 episodes. I want to say this from sincerely.
I say Twitch great again the entire time, but you know, make them both great again. Honestly,
make them both great. They both start with a T. You know, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say make Twitch great again.
Guys, no trolling. From the bottom of my heart, I've appreciated you guys for the last 50 episodes. I hope you guys have. I hope you are also as committed as I am to dropping 50 more and making it to episode 100, making this podcast bigger, better fights. Wow. This is why we have a mental health crisis in this country, because niggas can't open up and without getting some sort of just getting laughed at. You see what they just did? They laughed at me. I opened up my heart to tell them something and they just laughed at me.
That's not why I laughed.
I didn't laugh at all.
I laughed because my quality was dropping as soon as I moved my phone on accident. I don't care about what you said. I wasn't paying attention.
Right. I thought you were putting your hand on your phone because you were going to leave the call and I was going to leave with you. So I was ready. But you
wild. Yeah. You really are my Luigi, nigga. I mean, what?
Mario.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lights Out 50. We'll see you next week.
I promise the quality will get better as time goes on.
No, you won't.
Cap alert. See you, niggas.